She did tell me she was coming. All right, so let's call this meeting to order.
Let's call this meeting to order. I'm kidding, I just called the meeting to order. I just want to say it again for your benefit.
She didn't want that, she wanted it.
Okay, and just we have some guests, so welcome to our destination Newport meeting. So let's the minutes, January 12th. We also had a special meeting on the 2nd, so we need to review those if you haven't already, and then approve.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Consensus. Second that.
Okay. And that would be for both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, so review accounts.
Wait, all in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so the review accounts for January.
I just want to make a note. I put the Today in America stuff that you approved on there, even though it hasn't come out of the account yet. And then the same, I put the Celtic and the Jazz Festival. Those were approved at the last council meeting as well, but they haven't actually hit the account yet, but they'll get there. That's it.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions regarding the budget and what Nicole has done there?
No.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Do we need to approve it or just move on? I think so.
You can just approve the whole consent calendar.
Okay.
One motion.
Okay. So the whole consent calendar. Do I have a motion to approve the whole A, B? All right.
Perfect. Got it.
And not a high. Of seconds.
Aye.
Aye. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Okay. So. on C, we have a grant, a marketing grant, and this is this group over here, these ladies in one.
Are you with the poets, too?
Yeah. So this is the Northwest Poets. I guess they're having a shindig. And their stuff is in the packet. It looks like you're asking for $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want me to give a little background?
Sure.
This is the third time that we've asked for money from this group, although before we met with the city council, and we have been successful twice in the past. This will be our fourth Poets Concord, and this year we've linked up with Writers on the Edge, which is our preeminent local literary group, so they'll be sponsoring as well. These are board members of the advisory board and also the photographer who's helped us out in the years past. The grants have been so helpful to us because we started that first year with about 35 poets coming from around the state, and the second year we had about 60, and the third year we had over 100. So, you know, it's really growing. And the comments have been incredible that people are really clamoring for this event now. It's a yearly event. And it's drawing poets not only from the state of Oregon, a lot of people from the Willamette Valley, of course, but people are coming from Whidbey Island, you know, in the Sound, and people have come from Sacramento. So it's really getting, you know, a profile along the whole Western Seaboard. And it starts on Friday afternoon at 3:00. It's always, well, April is National Poetry Month, so we try to. But that's a crowded month, so we do it the first weekend of May, right after that. And so we start on Friday afternoon at 3, and we go till Sunday. Well, this year we'll go till 1 p.m. on Sunday, so it's late Friday afternoon and all day Saturday and on Sunday morning. And every hour is at least 2 workshops or events. So these people are all coming to join. Some are open to the public, and we do get some local interest as well. But mostly it's a place for poets throughout the Pacific Northwest to gather. And people love coming to the Hallmark, and people love coming to Newport. So with your help, it's been a good thing. And I think we're doing what you want us to do, which is make an event to bring people to Newport.
Can you tell us, with the $1,000, what kind of a public, I mean, how do you advertise this outside of Newport?
Yeah. Well, this year what we're doing is We did get some money last year to develop a website, and we need some further enhancements of our website, so part of that money will go to that. And then this year, we're starting, starting to pull it together already, something that will be a yearly anthology of work that's done at the Concord, so it'll be around 100 pages. It'll be a book, and that's going to get a lot of attention statewide. To make people interested in coming to the Concord. We also advertise then on, there's a very specialized, what they call listservs, which are computer communications. There's one called the Oregon Literary Coalition. It goes to about 500 poets throughout the state. So we use that. I always go to a meeting, there are two meetings a year of this Oregon Literary Coalition, and I always go and advertise there. And then we have the website, and we advertise on Facebook, and through Writers on the Edge, which has an extensive mailing list as well.
So you're drawing poets. Yeah, okay, so that's kind of one of the, you know, it's like a group.
Yeah,
so they know, they kind of have to look for, if they're a poet, then they're looking for this Facebook page, and they're looking for poet driven.
They've heard about it through word of mouth. It's gotten a lot of good press.
Okay.
May I say something?
Yes.
I'm a Walport poet. I will be staying at the Hallmark so as not to miss anything.
Would you like to book your room right now?
And our
Yahas.
Okay.
We'll
do the same thing.
Yes.
Very
good. Okay, does anybody have any other questions for this group?
I move that we recommend the City Council to approve the $1,000 funding for the poets group.
Do I have a second on the table?
Second.
All right, Carrie seconds, and all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll leave you alone.
On behalf of all the gas station attendants who are employed in this town, I thank you as well.
Poetry,
did you not vote to recuse yourself?
I don't know. Did I vote or not?
You didn't vote. I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Should I vote on that?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll just write that you recuse yourself. It's because if you have enough.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
my thought on that is,
they might eat are they going they might go to the aquarium? And
are they going to not do the
event?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to not do the event.
They're still coming to Hallmark.
Yeah,
so that was
right.
Game
to yeah, exactly. They're booked there.
Okay.
So I voted.
I didn't think it was an issue.
Got it.
So how much
I just need to hear everyone.
Yeah.
How much is left in the fund?
$4,600.
I do want to make a note that since the packet has gone out, because it's not in the best practice of the group and the city in general to add things to the agenda, I do have two more grants that have come and that are going to be on the next agenda.
Okay.
One is for $5,600. One, they didn't put an amount, so I'm going to kick back to them and ask them to request an amount.
And I would say the $5,600 might as well know that there's not that left.
Well, yeah. I'll have a conversation.
$600 for?
It's
for the Sea Fest?
No, it's for the Housing, Employment, and Learning Programs for Self-Sufficiency, a 501c3 nonprofit under the guidance of Community Services Consortium, the Community Action Agency for Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln Counties.
But what is it? What?
The Barrel to Keg, I think.
We already gave them money.
We gave them, we've already given them money in this fiscal year.
We have.
It's for July 2011, so that'll be
but
the new.
That's an old one.
We already did that.
No, this was on my desk today.
Well,
this is for July 14, 2012. They're asking for.
So
them.
They can apply.
Okay,
so they can apply. Revisit that.
Well, okay. If you remember though, too, we also told them last year that we would give them the money last year, but that they needed to reconsider the dates if they, you know, and that
because
I mean, we didn't give them an ultimatum and tell them we wouldn't give them anything else, but we pretty much implied that we're not, you know, if you just continue to have this on a Saturday in July, we're not going to continue to help you out with your marketing because we don't,
I
you know.
I didn't remember saying that.
So do you...
But that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell her to come to the meeting in June? That way it would go on the July 1st council meeting, and if approved, then it would be in the next fiscal year. So is that when you want me to tell her to reapply?
I think so, because by June we'll know the budget, too, to see if there's even going to be a fund.
So I'm going to tell her to reapply in June because she already received funds for this year.
And then the Marine Science Day, she didn't have a number in there?
There's not a number on here, and she still has time. She actually left the amount funding requested blank and the total event activity budget blank.
Yeah,
well, she probably doesn't have a budget yet.
Well, I think she was trying to get it together in a hurry to make it to this meeting, but she has time to come to the next meeting, and I told her that she should come to the meeting.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to follow up with her again.
Who is it now? Marianne.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and she also, when she was speaking to me about it, she was also not really wanting funds necessarily. That she really just wanted to talk to us about marketing this event.
She wants us to market it?
No. She wants to pick our brains about how to market it so she can take it back to her committee and figure out how they need to get the word out. So
she's not asking for money?
I don't know. Maybe she's changed her mind because then Mark McConnell was like...
Exactly. Do we have one?
You need to fill out this application and da-da-da-da. So she did that, and so I'm not sure now.
I'll call her.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'll call her.
I don't really need money. I just really want to talk to you guys about how to get this. I want to get the word out about this event, and I'd like to know how to do that by asking questions of this committee.
Well, maybe I'll call her and see what she wants. And if she wants marketing ideas, maybe I'll tell her to call the chamber and chat with you guys and see. Well, but you know what I mean? You guys know what avenue might be the best for her.
And I also told her, I said, well, you should call Carrie.
I did go meet with her. And we're going to, just so everybody knows, we're going to participate in it. You know, we'll have a booth over there or whatever on that day. Because it's all about marine science, and it's not like SeaFest at all.
Right, it's different.
It's a totally different scaled down thing.
Yeah.
But her main focus is she wants to advertise outside of the community.
Right.
And that's why I think she really didn't know what to do.
But yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she's talked to all of us.
And
so she should come to the meeting, and we should get clarification on if they need funds or not. I think they do.
Okay.
But I don't know that she was crystal clear on
I'll call and talk to her and see what exactly she's looking for.
And it's a great event. It's during April, which
I always loved going to SeaFest when it was happening. Mm-hmm. So
okay, I'll just follow up with her.
All right, and thank you for not putting everybody on. That was a good call on your part, in my view. Mm-hmm. Okay, so under D, we have some new media considerations. And we always do Madden. Is that the OCD?
Oh, you know what? The packets I passed out, they don't have all of the stuff.
I'll see.
I have the original.
Mine blew up at the end.
Well, you guys have it all. But my printer stopped. I think the copy machine didn't want to print that stuff. But I don't have the on display and Octopus stuff didn't come through.
I have Cool Travel. You want a copy of mine?
Okay.
No, I have it. I just don't have printed copies for everyone.
I'll share. I have. This is what I have for Cool Travel.
The Cool Travel, yeah, I have that.
There we go, okay.
I don't know why. And it even stapled it. Like it was done.
Okay.
95
years.
Look.
Go Oregon provides broad destination awareness, site-wide and regionally targeted banner ads, area-specific high-resolution header images.
Didn't we already hear from them once?
We have, and we've said thanks, but no thanks.
Doesn't
this kind of seem like a duplication of efforts from what we already have in place?
Yeah, and you know, a lot, just because someone gives you a web... presence doesn't mean people are clicking onto that.
Well, there's only 1,697 hits on the Mount Hood territory site. That's not a really impressive number at all, I don't think.
Yeah. It's not my thing.
Pass.
Okay. So we're saying no to that.
Yeah.
Will, were you thinking no as well? Okay, so on-display advertising. This is different than the billboards, right?
This is in Portland. And,
oh, that's right.
And he's got his little wall skate thing.
Right.
He's got different. He's the same. This is the same one that has that one that we got all excited about.
Oh, right.
With the lighthouse. But every month he just wants to submit what he has available so we can keep him in our radar.
Okay.
And
I think that our conversations about this in the past has been it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's also very.
It's very
impressive.
Yes, it's very complicated.
Well, with what we allocated at our last meeting, I don't know that we have room until next year to even consider. How much is left in our contingency fund?
137,000.
Oh, 137. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what it is. Okay, that, okay. The illuminated ones.
And it seems like the ones that we like are like, you know,
crazy. $100,000.
$15,000 a month.
I'm looking for the cost page in here, so. Okay.
Probably didn't put it in there.
Probably didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that's different. You know, that's different.
Yeah, offer quote.
That's supposed to make me mad.
Okay, these are all locations.
Rick, it didn't print the whole packet. I don't know why.
Yeah.
The copy machine.
No, I was looking for something else.
Okay.
All right. On display.
Well, that's where mine quit printing, too.
Microscopically printed.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know whether it quit printing or whether I didn't get it.
It must have quit printing because I know it's in the packet because these two.
I got that, but that's it. That's all I got.
It must not have liked us.
What happened?
Period.
It was so disgusted with the first part.
It makes this a period. Okay, so they're minimal.
I don't
it's
have that.
Like $5,000. $4,000
a month?
Yeah, for 4 weeks. The Morrison Street off ramp.
There we go.
Which is a good one.
$4,000. And then Highway 99 is a $4,000 one. And then there's an MLK Boulevard is a $4,000 one. There's a $3,000 one at Burnside between MLK and Grand.
That's a busy one.
That's a really busy intersection.
That's not be very visible if they're only, or it's not as big.
Well, if it's real busy, people are watching traffic and not what's on the side.
Yeah. So if you get stopped at that stoplight right there and you are stuck, I mean, it's like, okay, that's the Morrison Bridge one. 99, East Burnside, East 65. East Burnside. Okay, what number is that one?
And Grand, you said.
That one was, yep, 14 by 48. And it was number 108. This is it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't like that.
I don't like it.
It's a crummy building.
Where's the Morrison one? I want to see the Morrison one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the Morrison one is
four. Number 122. Southeast 30 Morrison? Is that the one you're looking at? That's $15,000 a month.
Well, that's why I like it. Obviously. My husband's like, yeah. Like, I watch the most expensive one that's a
shoes at Nordstrom's, and they're always the ones that are like $500.
Exactly.
And this is the one. This is the 122 one, and it's, I don't know where that, I mean, I don't see where the banner is.
It's right there.
Okay.
Downtown West Side.
That's on the Morrison Street Bridge.
Oh, that's 550.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's got vertical traffic. I don't. Or horizontal traffic. I don't think that's a. And
I like how you guys know where these things are. I'm mostly lost when I'm down there.
Oh.
Why am I down here? I'm lost.
These aren't in order, are they?
Not really, but I'd be happy to pass them, and if you see a location that jumps out at you, I can tell you how much it is. How does that work?
Of course, I like that one. That's huge.
Oh, I know.
How long does it leave? About 3 months.
They leave them up. It's 4 weeks, so it's a period. So that seems to be typical.
Well, I do like the concept, I have to say, but I'm kind of with Raquel. I'm attracted to the ones that are the most expensive because, you know, that makes sense.
Yes.
They're good locations.
Like this one, $7,500 a month. Or for
I mean,
4 weeks.
People are
I
just,
like
yeah.
that location.
Yeah, I do too.
On the top one there. And this one is number 130. And this one's 9,500, but I like that one too.
Which one?
You don't want to call on that one though.
And also this Burnside Bridge one is probably good. What do you think, Lorna? I don't know.
Don't like that.
Because you're going over the bridge.
And what number is that one?
It doesn't have a
upper right? No?
I don't see any number on it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it doesn't. There's I don't think that's priced on here. Number 124, that one's okay. No alcohol in this one either. 101, and it's 5,000, 5,000 for 4 days. That's kind of a, I'm sorry, which one's that one?
This one's not bad.
I didn't realize he had so many locations.
How much is Southwest 4th and Oak?
Southwest 3rd and Oak?
4th and Oak.
Ooh, yeah. What number is that?
Oh, 111.
111 is 10,000 for 4 weeks. And then 125, which is 3rd and Oak, which is kind of a cool one too, is... I bet you it must not be available. Not
I
nice.
Mean, if we got a vertical like this, we could do a really cool Jogo lighthouse.
Yeah, I could.
With blue sky.
I really like these things. I think they're,
So how much was that one?
I like this location.
Oh, only 10.
Mm-hmm. Only.
And this one was...
Well, we've got...
Five.
We got it.
Yeah.
That one was 9,500.
This one is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or was that 7,500? It's either 7,500 or 9,500.
This is
Irving and
110.
Yep, 7,500.
Mm-hmm.
It's 160. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm kind of partial to the vertical ones.
Yeah.
I think they stand out more. You don't see them as many of them don't blend in.
Yeah. Well, they're easier to read.
They lend them nicely.
Downtown is just so littered with wall space right now.
That's a shirt. How much is it on that sheet? I mean, we have to pay for
production.
Yeah.
I would say there's probably some negotiating available, considering the number of
availabilities
available spaces that there are. I would say you could probably negotiate that into the deal if there's an extra charge for it.
Yeah, they have, okay, here's what's available right now. The rest are sold through 227. They've got number 103 and number 108, which is MLK and Grand. We didn't like either of those. Uh-huh. And number 113, which is East Burnside and 7th, and that's $4,500 a month in that.
Number 113.
So what are the two that we like available? The numbers of those that you have in your hand?
Tell them, tell me what.
110 and 111, when are they available?
110 and 111 are... 7,500 and 10,000 respectively, and they're sold through 227, so they would be available March 1st. And the $7,500 one is the installation is $1,245 and the production is $591. And the 111, the $10,000 one, the installation is $1,465 and the production is $2,174. Is that that big one?
Yeah.
Did you go to Parks and Rec?
Oh, I haven't gone home.
I thought you were heading over there at 2.
$1,465, sorry, what was the second price on that one?
The second price on that one, $1,465, is $2,174 for net production. And is that that one?
$111?
$111 is this. Yeah.
Nice.
I like that one.
I do too. 111.
What do I think? I think 111 has our vote.
What do you think?
For how long though?
Well,
because I think
how long as it takes.
If you committed like 3 months to it, you could probably then negotiate that
the
production.
Right.
If you're going to do 1 month, it probably
can I have the 111? It's right down the
Well, side. If they don't have somebody right behind us, they'll do it.
And what was the cost on that that he just want to look
He's
at?
He's written it down.
$10,000
for a 4 week period.
And then the install is the first number I wrote down, and the production is the second. Why is that? The production on that seems way high, because this one, the production was half as much as the install. On that one, the production was almost twice as much as the install.
I wonder if it's the materials thing that they had to use on that one.
Or how they plant, because it's continuous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might be.
And these are available now?
Mm-hmm. No, that one is made, would it be available March 1st. It's sold for $227.
A good time.
March, April, May would be.
I think it's awesome.
So you want to look into 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Are you making a recommendation?
Well, I think that we should ask the, I guess our next meeting isn't until March. I was going to say maybe you guys should have him come back and...
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the only one you guys are interested in?
I need a price sheet.
Did you get a sample?
Like, what was the other one?
There? This is the other one, but let's to not tell him that there's any interest in
it. No, let's not tell him there's a backup because we like that one better.
Yeah, I like that one much better. That one is visible. Yeah. I see that every time I go to Portland, and it catches my eye every time, no matter what's on it.
That's because there's a big, tall guy on it. I
know. That's because there's a hook on there.
It's not your standard. It's not your standard advertisement. I mean, the size of it.
You should put the crab man standing on there.
Oh, Lord.
It would catch people's attention, would it not?
Well, we're going to...
Depends on, yeah.
Yes, it would.
Did Susan just want to tell you about the t-shirts that we were thinking about for the governor's conference?
What? Okay.
They'll tell you.
Say what?
Oh, we have a booth at the governor's conference on tourism exhibit. Okay, where is he?
I can't believe it.
So it's over. It's almost.
He's trying to. There it is, 503.
Okay. You have an installation fee and in that. Oh, in that section, does that include this installation
fee? No, let's see if we can have our powers of persuasion.
Oh, we could conference call him on that phone.
Yeah, I can put him on the speaker.
I said, where is it? I said, now look, all the sales go. That isn't good.
I tried to put the guard in here, but. Well, it's the same.
The speaker's usually there. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm not bringing that for you guys.
Well, yeah. I liked it for trends and.
I mean, there are. Great, but there's some tour operators that go, though. That's, you know, one of the things that. Been good for us is being able to connect with some of the tour operators.
But right.
I think it'd be fun to have a big crowd go out there.
Which we actually booked a tour operator for the Chelsea Festival.
They did. Very nice. Wow, that's great. So they're bringing a busload.
Yeah, they're doing the Chelsea Festival. It's staying the night here, and then they're.
Hi there, it's Lorna from the Newport Chamber, and we are in our destination Newport meeting, and we have an interest in one of the. The advertising opportunities,
their
the one at
doing an overnight thing
the one at it's number 111 4th and Park, and we were thinking about picking that up when it's available.
Great.
It's like it'd be a March 1 and running for three periods. We want to talk to you a little bit about seeing if we can negotiate some production and the installation costs and go from there. If you give a call back on this cell phone, the chances are we'll still be in the meeting if it's within the next 20 minutes or so. And my cell phone number is 541-270-1810. Looking forward to talking with you. Thanks. Bye.
Is that a cell phone?
Yeah.
You should text him.
I'm going to. I don't know. That might not be his cell phone. That might be his landline. But I have his email. He probably didn't recognize my cell phone number because he always calls me at work. Damn, Maloney. There you go. Call me. There we go. Okay, cool. So, do you guys all like that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'll be good. Be fun. That's a good time to spring break. Do we want to wait to hear what his production is before we decide? Or do we want to?
The total production is $3,639.
That's including installation?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it said, if I'm reading that right, at $1,465 for the one-time installation. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
When's the next city council meeting?
It's smaller.
It's going to be the Tuesday, the
21st.
Yeah, we'd need to vote on it today. And then we need to get on that. And then we need to get artwork to them probably ASAP.
Yeah, get artwork started now even.
So the total would be $33,639.
It may not happen if the city council decides to.
Yeah.
So we could.
$33,639.
Well, I guess before we leave, if he hasn't called back, we just make a motion to approve up to.
Mm-hmm. Up to that amount. Yeah.
We could. The total cost would come to
$33,639.
But
roughly rounded up.
There is 10,000.
No, but I mean, if you're talking about all 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So all 3 months plus the installation and the one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just 33,639.
10,000 a month.
Right.
Well, I don't know what
you
got.
Oh, no, it goes 10, 9, 8.
Oh, wait.
Oh, it does?
3, 3 yeah. to 5.
Oh, okay.
See that?
Yeah, it does. Now, but that's 1 to 3, and then 3 to 5, that's kind of...
Oh, I see. So you go, okay.
It might be in the 1 to 3 period. So if we ask him, is it 9,000 or is it 10,000?
Well, again, we can still just approve the
34,000.
Okay. Yeah, around
34,000.
And then negotiate.
Okay. I thought it went
down. Laura can negotiate that down as far as she can get it. And then get a hold of Nicole to, she can give the final amount to Nicole.
I just need it by Wednesday at 5. Next Wednesday at 5.
Okay.
And then he calls about it the third day.
So what's
at least 102.
So Rick made a motion?
Yeah.
Did I? Okay.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to hold off till the end of the meeting. I thought we could just do it at the end, because if he calls back in the meantime, we'd have...
Okay, we can have more better information.
Okay, so cool. We can move on to the OFA travel inserts, which are the Madden.
Yeah. We budgeted for that at the beginning of the year. It looks like it went down a little bit this year, too.
Well,
and that's the one where we get tons and tons and tons of people responding to that ad.
Okay, well, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So let's, if someone would move to
so
that.
Second.
So moved.
Okay. I'm really liking everybody's.
Hold on.
How much are we
moving? We're moving to do the Madden media.
Nicole, are we moving too quickly for you?
Well, you have to actually say a motion.
And our ad size.
She said it, we said something.
I think our ad size was the 116.
So you want to do a 16th again?
And it was, the total was 1460.75.
For 1460.75. So the motion is for a 16th of a page for 1460.75.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You didn't hear
it?
Oh, I heard
it. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll wait a couple more minutes. We can go on to, does anybody have any other to speak of?
Do you want to follow up with them, or do you want me to email the lady from the OFA insert?
From the Madden people?
Yeah.
John Tremble, I can just tell them that it's a go.
Okay, so is this going to, this number's going to drop to the 1460.75 then?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
but not the response?
Not the response, because I don't know how many leads.
Okay, so I need to change this.
Okay, here are the brochures. And it is time for those to be reprinted. And I think at one point we had said, let's just do it as is. I'm just making sure that we change out any photos that have rights to them. And I was trying to think of... Which one is it?
My boys.
Your boys has the rights.
Yeah, no, I approve.
You approve? Okay. I think it was the beer.
Oh, that's so cute. Isn't that cute?
The beer?
Yeah, which one might have been the beer, but we can replace
that. That's not our one that we take.
This one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And you love us the clams.
Looks like he's about 5.
And the food.
Mm-hmm. 5. Yeah.
This is already in the budget, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already in the budget. It's already. And
can I add an event?
Yes.
And I wonder if that's okay with you. Oh, never mind. It's in there.
Jerilee Fish Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
And I think, yeah, I see that. And I just want to make sure that everything... Are we still doing the murder mystery weekend?
Yes. Okay. And Loyalty Days and Seafair, yes.
Newport Half Marathon.
Yeah,
we need to change Jazz at Newport to Oregon Coast.
Oh, you're
Jazz.
Right. Good catch.
Whatever they call Oregon Coast Jazz Festival. I think that's what they're called now.
Yeah, yes. we can't use this legally anymore.
Oyster Cloister, yes. Sea of Lights, yes. What about, we have to put in the Celtic Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you get your events on here now?
Newport Celtic Festival.
How about the Home and Garden Show?
Yeah.
What about the bike race in May?
And the, oh, yeah, and the BMX.
It's not BMX.
It's mountain bike.
I'm not sure.
Oh, there's the
Oregon Coast Classic, I think is what they're calling it. Coast Classic.
Yep, Coast Classic.
What else did we sponsor?
Okay.
About the
writer's thing.
The what?
The writer's thing, that fourth annual.
That's more of a conference.
That wasn't
it. Just being.
I would say like it should be probably like weekend, like, you know.
Or just be.
Events rather than, you know, like events.
Wild Seafood Weekend, that's still happening, right?
Yeah, Wild Seafood Weekend, yeah.
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
I haven't heard anything yet, but.
Okay.
They had to check on that. I don't know that they did so great. I mean, I'm not sure that they'll. I don't know. I mean,
well, was it raining last year?
They kind of scaled back. I don't. It was kind of.
You know, I can't remember.
The first year was so great, and then.
The first year was great. It was beautiful weather.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bad weather this year. Yeah, I went to a conference that week. So.
It was really good. Here. I don't know about last year.
I feel. Down there, but I can't.
And also, like Rogue, I mean, it might be interesting. Rogue had a surf contest.
That's
on there. Yeah, I should maybe be on there.
On the annual events.
Yeah, and
when
I
is that?
Usually in September.
September.
The gathering.
Yeah. Surf contest.
Surf event.
The picture of the bridge up there is going to be pretty small.
Yeah,
and we keep adding it.
Right? We may end up having to. Reconstruct this part a little bit to add more events. So. Cool.
Is the fly ON, the fly air check fly ONP for flight info to and from Newport?
Yeah, we want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had three tickets, but I used it for one way. I still have three tickets.
Oh,
you won't be flying out of Oregon.
Or no, two round trip tickets, so I still have three trips.
Good luck with that one.
They pulled out of Portland, too.
And out of Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, then I won't be flying with them.
I haven't
taken that. Apparently. I think that's all I see.
Yeah, I think that was...
Cheryl hated this picture.
Which
one?
Why?
She, I don't know, she didn't like
it. She didn't
skate.
Like it. It was some,
I think
like
it's
what
cool.
Pictures
and some people think they're kind of
creepy,
alien-ish, but okay. Sweet.
I think they have
cute little faces.
But she just hates
it. I'm going to show them. I'm swimming with stingrays on my head.
We do get a lot of these cards every single month. Yeah.
You get them back.
And
good.
Then we,
good. I love
what, pictures. What we've been doing with them is, you know, we send them more visitor information based on what they put on the card.
Good.
And then their email, if they put an email on there, that gets entered into the Discover Newport database that we have. And when we send out our email blasts, or a newsletter, then they get the newsletter too.
You should take this fly ONP off.
Yeah, we've got that crossed off back here.
I like this paper. Is it going to be on the same kind of paper again?
Yes. And then also, do we want to put Facebook logo on there?
Yes.
For sure. And do we twit?
I'm a twit. But do we?
We can't. We started to, and then we kind of didn't. That's Mike. Not him.
I don't get that mixed up. Hi, this is Lena. Hi there. We're still in the meeting. We were just giggling because my ringtone is "I want to love you madly," but I don't know you well enough. So, I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
I can't come up to that.
you are on speakerphone. All the girls are blushing.
We have our meeting right now, and in the meeting is Rick Rayburn from the Hallmark, and we have. Lil Patrick from Dolphin Real Estate, Gabe from Moe's, Nicole from the City, myself, Raquel Teague, and Carrie Lewis, and they're with Western Title and the Aquarium. And
hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have been looking through what you have to offer this time around, and we were liking the PDX 111, the one at Southwest 4th and Oak.
Yeah.
And it looks like on your sheet that it's available come March 1st.
Yes, March 1st. Right now, KPTV Fox 12, the Fox 12 award is up there right now, but their campaign ends on the 29th of February, and it's available as of March 1st.
Okay, well, we would be interested in March 1st for a three-period run.
Okay.
And what would we be looking at per month? It's a little bit confusing because it says 1 to 3 is 10,000, but then it says 3 to 5 is 9.
Right. Let me give it for fees. So what it's supposed to be, our rate is 10,000 if you're less than 3 periods, but then if you're 3 or more, it goes to 9. So we would go ahead and do the 9 for the 3 period.
Perfect. And then the production and the installation fee, do you have any wiggle room on that to negotiate? Because we're coming to the end of our fiscal
you know, the last half of it. So we'll just...
Yeah, what I mean, what I'll do is I don't lock those up at all. You know, I would just give you whatever I can negotiate back with our installer.
Uh-huh.
So let me call both of them, and usually I can get the install load, I can usually get it is right at 1,000 for that size of a unit, just because it's that large. They don't have to rent the lift, so it's able to keep the price down a little bit.
Okay.
But they actually repel from the wall to install that one from up high.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let me call the production company and see if I can get, you know, a few hundred saved off on the production cost for you.
Okay, perfect. And then the other thing is the artwork for that. What kind of artwork are you needing?
I will give you, I will send over a spec sheet that gives you all the art specs for it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I'll do that. I can do that in about 10 minutes. And just on my way back from a meeting, I'll be back in the office and I can just send you over the spec sheet.
Okay, perfect. Let me tell you what happens on this end because it's city funding. We make a recommendation to council to allow us to spend or to allocate anytime the expenditure is over a certain amount. We have to do that. And the next council meeting is on Tuesday the 20th because of the holiday.
First.
And Tuesday the 21st, excuse me. And so that would be when we would receive the approval from council. They've been pretty good about allowing us to move forward with these opportunities this year. So I usually have to go and answer a couple of questions. And so we could have the contract finalized on that date. I know that's a really quick turnaround. Would you want the artwork earlier, or?
You know, I think every year we could start working on the artwork, you know, yeah, in advance, it'd be great, because usually we need at least a couple of weeks, so let's get started on it, so at least we can have artwork approved and ready to upload, and we can, you know, start scheduling our install and get everything set to roll, so we'll just kind of, you know, we'll have it, you know, tentatively set to go, just pending the final approval on the 21st, but at that point, we kind of need to have everything set in motion if we're going to try to get it posted with it by the first.
Okay. And then the second question I have for you, too, is since that looks like a roll down, what happens to that after we're done?
Well, I mean, it's up to you. You certainly can keep it. You're paid for it. And then if you don't, we will most often recycle the vinyl. So it's up to you. But
yeah.
You can certainly keep it. We just have installers. They can't deliver so much. We may need to get like a FedEx number or something and figure out a way to have it picked up or delivered or something. But we can work with that if you'd like to hold on to it.
Yeah, I think we would. That would be good.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Mike, can you, for the council meeting, I'm going to need like a proposal or some sort of contract with numbers to forward to the council because they like to see exactly what they're spending their money on.
Yeah, can you just simplify it down to this location?
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's really easy for a snapshot that you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to get a chance to work with you. It's a great location, so this will be a neat looking campaign.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
we'll be talking to you soon.
You.
Bye.
All right. Thank you much.
Cool.
Okay, so it'll be the 9,000.
Paid off.
That's great.
Well, not
so it's 9,000
times three. So
times
that's
three. Okay.
27, good. And then, the production could be 30.
So still 27,000.
27. Well, it was 30.
We thought it was 30.
Yeah.
And now it's looking like 27 plus whatever the production is. We better put in for full freight for production in case he can't get anything off.
So just say 30.
Well, it's 31, I think.
It would be 31 and change, so if we say 32.
30.
Okay, so I would make a motion.
Higher, so.
I didn't realize, you know, that men are suspended off the building, and so...
That's pretty
know,
awesome.
I think you should go...
I would make a motion that we approve up to $32,000 for the production and installation of billboard number 111.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome.
Awesome. All
right. Cool.
Do you want this...
If I could,
yeah.
All right, so, okay, I have that.
Be prepared to tell the council what you're going to put on there.
Is that all?
Oh, you know what, guys? We probably should talk about what do we want to put on there.
On that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On that?
Yeah, that would be helpful to know.
I like the lighthouse. Well, the vertical lends to something vertical.
Mm-hmm.
So. Could be a surf. Yeah, a lighthouse or a surfboard, or I mean, the bridge would be ideal, but it would be
that's the opposite way.
That wouldn't really work.
When is it when all the surfers come out there at Aga Beach? What month? I can't remember.
September.
There's.
Are you in the Longboard Classic?
I don't know, but there's tons of them out there.
Well, it depends on the tides and, you know, conditions of the ocean, and so usually.
Oh, I know. Every year, you know, just driving by there, you see them. There's tons of them out there.
Will they design it, Lorna?
Yeah.
So will Jeremy
say? I mean, Jeremy can design it, but I think it would be good to see what they can come up with, because they're used to working with this vinyl and this imagery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he probably has some high-res photos.
Yeah, I just think the photos he probably has are good.
Yeah.
But I would say the lighthouse or I mean, the surfboard is pretty generic, and we're known for our two lighthouses.
Yeah.
So they can play with those too. Mm-hmm. And what other things? Big crab.
Yeah, I was thinking like a stack of crab.
Or the crab pot.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Nah.
Stack of crab.
Boring with
that. Stack of crab. Crab stacks.
Yeah, stack of Dungeness crab.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool.
I'd like to battle it up here.
I love the color that you can get with, you know, the color pops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bright orange.
And it looks like what they do on that is just like a real simple message. If you put too much on it, it's just
I think that's a good example of what we want to go for. Just, well, maybe not the tall guy, but like, say there's a stack of crab.
That's different, though, than just seeing a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. You know?
So we just want to say Newport, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And then just the.
Now you have Dundee's campaign done for them.
Oh, we're saying on that. We're saying visit Newport. That's what we're saying on all of our billboards.
It's kind of cool if they could do a lighthouse with something somewhat metallic, so it looked like it was lighting up.
Mm. Mm. We can ask them to do something like that to make the lens look like it's lit.
And the.
So visit Newport.
So visit and Newport, then, and then down here it could be our website.
DiscoverNewport.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do people see? I don't know if they see phone numbers. Well, if they're at a stoplight, they might write it down.
They're all on smartphones. I can all go to the website.
Yeah. DiscoverNewport.com.
You put a big QRC reader up there.
Could put a big QRC reader.
And then just stand there with your iPhone.
That would be kind of
that's
fun.
Okay,
yeah. Would it work though from that far away?
No,
that's a good idea. I mean, how far away does this work? Just imagine how that would look. You don't see that.
See what?
Stack of crabs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of cool.
But you don't know if it would get lost. You know what I mean?
It might.
Ask them if that's possible.
Okay.
We have like the top 50 on the report.
Okay. I mean, because it would be bigger on a billboard, right?
Even with their web presence.
Oh, yeah. I will.
That's probably not very safe, but it's an idea.
That's fun. I like that idea.
I use mine all the time. I get free stuff all the time from mine.
It's crappy with the science, but somehow people are really good at their Google Analytics, so they get hits first. And
fishing poles are also vertical.
Are top generating, besides just the organic searches, they're the top generating like sites.
Well, I've got that one photo of the two travelers out there, a boat. Remember that one? The kind of crusty looking with the crab pots, and they're on the water.
Yeah.
We could even use that one too. If it's high enough res, it's going to have to be a really high res
photo
for this. So,
yes.
That's yet to be seen. So Nicole suggested that we put a QR code on there?
The QR, I think they're called QRCs.
QRC code. Something like that. Because, you know, you scan them, mm-hmm. and then it pops up.
Can you
up
scan it from that far away, though?
That's the question. We'll ask them and see.
We do a lot of QR codes, and I think you have to be within range.
Okay.
To do those to it.
Mm-hmm. We could be innovators.
So that's how,
is that right? Yeah. It's one way of,
you want to put one on there?
That's kind of figuring out how many people are looking at it. Yeah.
That's one way you can track it, and then it just gives you
because we should put, you know, that the Facebook logo with the QR code.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's a good idea.
You could download it on your phone.
Right. That's easy.
So people walk by Moe's and they're closed, and you can QR it, and then your menu will be downloaded in your website. And
or you can QR it for a coupon. I always get free popcorn.
It's a sticker that you just put on your door.
That last ad that Jeremy did for us,
hey,
for the Weekly and the Aqua Guide, he put a QR code in it, and you scan it, and it takes you right to Discover
Newport. And you scan it with your smartphone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You download.
You ask your IT guy to have
it. All you have to do is download the AT&T scanner, is what it is.
Okay.
And then you push on that, and it opens this up, and this is the viewfinder.
Verizon has one too.
AT&T scanner.
Oh, I don't have
that.
Verizon just put in a code scanner.
There's a really good one.
under my app,
and then you hit scan,
laser,
or sometimes it just does it automatically.
Wow, that's incredible. And then it'll even take you to the
website,
and you coupon,
whatever somebody
can give you a price.
Yeah. Or, you know, a DVD player you're looking at, it'll bring up every place in the area that has how much it's selling for, and then all the main online sites that sell it.
But create a code.
But it also has a QR reader built in.
It'll let you create a code, too.
Oh, okay.
So you can create a code on your phone.
This is very...
Most will be doing it next.
We can adjourn, I think. Unless Carrie's got to leave, so...
I just have a meeting, but I didn't know if there was anything else.
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. Does anybody have other? Mm-mm. I think the brochure is other, and it sounds good.